Radio Prague News.
A U.S. military convoy will travel across the Czech Republic later this month. Škoda Auto has raised its net profit by 46%, and the trial of the attackers of Michal Hruza is set to begin. The Czech government has agreed to a U.S. military convoy to travel across Czech territory to Germany between March 29th and April 1st, 2015. The convoy, made up of 516 personnel and almost 120 vehicles, is returning from the Baltic states after taking part in the Operation Atlantic Resolve. One aim of the operation in the presence of the U.S. military was to demonstrate the strength and solidarity of NATO in the Baltics in the face of Russian intervention in Ukraine. In the Czech Republic, the convoy will travel along three routes and then regroup near Prague before heading on to Plzeň and to a military base in Bavaria. Czech military police, and customs officers are to provide assistance. Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka confirmed on Monday that allowing U.S. forces to travel on Czech soil was a show of solidarity with the Baltic states and also Poland, which have felt threatened by Russia given the developments in Ukraine. Carmaker Škoda Auto raised its net profit by 46% to 665 million euros. That's more than 18 billion crowns in 2014, company representative said at a press conference on Monday. Škoda Auto sales grew by almost 14% to 11.76 billion euros last year. The company's share on the world market rose by 0.1 percentage points to 1.4%. The carmaker's largest market was China, where it sold more than 280,000 cars, an increase of 24% compared with the previous year. The carmaker recorded growth in sales in Western and Central Europe as well, but sales in Eastern Europe declined. The regional court in Ostrava on Tuesday will hear opening statements in the trial of two youths who put singer Michal Hruza in hospital last year. The singer allegedly slapped and punched after trying to break up a fracas between the two suspects, reportedly fell backwards and suffering serious injury. He had to undergo emergency brain surgery and was left in an induced coma before being slowly awakened and beginning recovery. The duo was charged with rowdy or disorderly conduct and with having threatened the victim. Both of the charged have expressed regret over the incident, but said they remember nothing. The singer, meanwhile, returns to the stage this week, beginning with a concert in the Czech capital on Thursday. The Czech authorities have drafted a crisis plan listing measures that should be taken if there is an influx of refugees into the country, Czech television has reported. According to Interior Ministry documents, refugees would be housed in small humanitarian centers, not camps. The crisis plan posits war as the most likely cause of such an influx, with Ukraine seen as representing the most immediate danger in that respect. Migration paths from Ukraine would affect the Czech Republic more than those, for example, from Syria or North Africa, Interior Ministry Immigration Policy Chief Tomáš Hajšman told Czech TV. Czech consumers should spend around 77 billion crowns in online purchases in 2015, a year-on-year increase of around 15%, according to estimates by the Electronic Commerce Association and the Eureka.cz price comparison website. Internet sales of foodstuffs are likely to show the strongest growth, experts said. Czechs are also expected to spend some 26 billion on services via the web this year. The majority of ski resorts in the Czech Republic has registered a drop in the number of skiers and snowboarders, even though most sites still report good snow conditions, the Czech news agency says. Observers in the Jizera Mountains, for example, said resort sites there had suffered a drop in clients by one-third from last weekend, while the popular Krkonoše Mountains have also seen fewer clients. Because of favorable conditions, though, around half of the country's ski hills are planning on keeping resorts or runs open at least until the beginning of April or this year's Easter holidays. I'm Jan Vellinger. You'll find more news at radio.cz.